As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
These are my colleagues, and so I did share that I will be retiring at the end of this academic year.
Chancellor Jenny Vaughn, you quitter. What are you going to do? You can't sit still. You're gonna probably show up for all these events anyhow. No, I'm just teasing
right.
you. But
I'll be like Keith Klein, and I'll have my
absolutely.
Office somewhere.
Just give you another exactly. office. Now, this is always a huge decision, and people might not remember, but you've been at Ivy Tech for a long time. Was what led to this? And, you have to be excited for that next chapter as well, but you've put some blood, sweat, and tears over there.
I think, I told the team I've been with higher ed or been in higher ed for I'll be starting my 40th academic year. I've been with Ivy Tech for 25 years. I'll be celebrating that anniversary in November. You know, I told somebody at the college, I've only worked for three higher ed institutions. And, you know, a lot of people that, you know, they bounce around and go all across the country and all of that. And I have done that. I've, lived in Arizona and California and now here. And this was just a decision that my husband and I have made a long time ago. I knew that when I turned 62 or so that I was ready to do something different, to go out and live my life, our life, and he's retiring too at the same time. So we'll be both leaving our long-served careers and going on to something new, and we don't know what that exactly means, but
it's Ireland,
we'll hear
more
about that soon.
It's Ireland, isn't it?
It might be Spain. It's a little warmer there.
Just depending, you have one in one and one in the other, depending on how the climate
That's
goes.
Right.
Well, we congratulate you. We will celebrate your final year and get all the great information from you as well. That's going to be a heck of a party. I don't know when you're going to be able to throw that, but I hope the invitation.
Oh, I have an idea.
That's good. I'll be watching for the plane flying over the downtown with the message behind it to let everybody know.
Thank you so much. Super excited about
well,
it.
Well, that is great.
Like I said, so much to do. There's so much more work to do, and we also want to have fun this next academic year, and so that's what we're going to do, like we do all the time.
Well, that is the part, and the fun comes in different shapes and sizes, and I think that's what Ivy Tech has got people's attention. You have time to enroll, even though class starts on Monday. You don't want to wait till the very last second, but give people, if they're still on the fence, now, procrastinators, now you got to make a decision. So take it away, Chancellor Vaughn.
That's right. This time it is now. It's for real. We do start our fall classes on Monday, just like IU. If you still want to, you're thinking about it, just come on out and talk to our team. We can help you with everything, the application process, help you with financing, with scholarships or through Pell Grants, and then get you enrolled for classes that actually will start next week. Now, there's also the chance to enroll even next week for classes that start in October. We talk about it all the time. We are enrolling students all the time. We have, entry points at, 8 weeks, at 16 weeks. I think it's five total entry periods or starting periods throughout the full academic year, including summer. So, you can come out on Monday, but maybe you're not ready until October, but you can get everything done. Or maybe you're like, I really need that English comp class. I'm going to come out and get registered for that class. Come on out and see what we have to offer. Look at our computer labs, our student spaces, and all of that. You're going to feel at home when you walk through the door, and you're going to meet the staff here that will do everything in their power to get you enrolled and help you figure out how to pay for classes. So
yeah.
Come on out.
And you can do that. And if you're too busy, as you've mentioned, if you're trying to pick up just that class or so, well, you can take a tour and learn more just from the comforts of your own home, dorm, or apartment.
That's right. So we have in-person and virtual campus visits. So you can do that pretty much at any time. We do have students that can come to campus virtually or in person on, the second Friday of every month from 10 to 11. Or if that doesn't work for you, we can set a another schedule or another date for you. We have what's called Tuesdays at the Tech, which is the last Tuesday of every month where we do kind of the same thing. We just kind of promote it in different ways, and that's from 3 to 5 again on the last Tuesday of every month. So that's the next one is August 30th, believe it or not. It's right around the corner. So we have all kinds of different opportunities and ways that you can come in either virtually or physically to campus, and we can show you all the ropes and what you need to do.
Chancellor Jenny Vaughn. For now, Chancellor Jenny Vaughn. She's leaving us.
Wow. I'm not leaving yet. I'm still here.
Greener pastures.
I can hear you.
That's exactly right. And the Chancellor joins us, well, we hope more than often now because, well, we have limited time with her moving forward. So welcome week. It's going to start next week, and that always means fun games, food, prizes, everything else that goes along with it to get everybody comfortable and ready. What is on your agenda for next week? Because I know this is one of the things you love to do. Put on a party while you're in a little education.
That's right. You know, welcome week, we haven't been able to do like we have done before COVID. You know, we previously to COVID, you know, every day of the first week of classes, we're out there, you know, doing all kinds of fun stuff to get our students engaged on campus. And everybody helps, you know, like I'll spend a couple hours each day guiding students and welcoming students. And the rest of the team will be doing the same to make sure they know where their classrooms are and all that good stuff. But the wonderful team in student life has created, once again, some pretty great activities for our students, which include a pancake breakfast on Wednesday morning. It starts at 7:30 and will go to 10 a.m., but they're going to have a lot of fun. It's a person that does these pancakes, and he throws them in the air, and it's just a lot of fun. So that's on Wednesday. We also have a resource and involvement fair, so resources that a student might need to be better equipped to be a college student. And involvement fair we really like our students to get involved in our community and volunteer outside of their schoolwork activities, and so that will take place next week, and then we'll end the week with a really fun on Friday, a really fun movie, The Secrets of Dumbledore. So we'll have activities from 4 to 6, and then the film will start at 6 and go to about 8:30. We'll have pizza and snacks and all that good stuff. So it's just a lot of fun, a great way to connect our students to the campus and to the faculty and the staff.
Well, that if you need someone to help taste those pancakes or sample the pizza, you know who to call. I will take that on. Now, as we get settled in and everything happens, you still have plenty of connection to the community. It's a community college, right? So this is just not for the Center for Lifelong Learning doesn't take off just because students are back, right?
That's right. They're constantly offering all kinds of courses for anybody in our community in the service area that Bloomington campus serves. You know, even we offer online classes. So we have had several people from out of state take some of those classes through our Center for Lifelong Learning. So those classes are up and available for registration. We have all kinds of courses that we would normally offer. Lots in person, like I said, lots online as well. But, you know, things like ceramics and the traditional courses, the arts and creative courses like that we offer. But this year we are partnering with the Constellation Stage and Screen, and we're going to offer a range of new theater and film offerings with our friends over there at Constellation. And so it'll include acting courses, filmmaking, music theater. So it's just a great partnership with them. They're fantastic. It's a new name, but we know all the players, and we've worked with them forever and ever and ever. So there's lots and lots of courses out there. You can go online and look at those and get enrolled, or just call us or even come in, and we'll help you make that happen.
Can't you just be virtual chancellor, where you just pop in every once in a while, zoom in to make sure everybody's straightening up and flying right? Could you do that?
I could, but you know, the time zone might be different. Oh, I don't know. So I have to figure that
really
out.
Really,
you never
going
know.
To Spain. That's good.
No, I don't know. Yeah.
I like it. Chancellor Jenny Vaughn joins us. The community college also helps out in the community. As we're driving for blood, well, that sounds difficult, but it's not really. You just sit there and let them do all the work, and we can help a great cause with the Red Cross. Easy for me to say.
Yeah, It's an awesome partnership again with the American Red Cross, and so we've been holding the blood drives for quite a while here on campus. And for August, we are partnering with WTHR in Indianapolis for the Knock Out the Need program, and of course American Red Cross, where we will host two more blood drives, August 24 and 25. You do need to sign up for those. You just need to go to redcrossblood.org and search for, you know, by your zip code. It has, you know, in Bloomington, where I think we might be the only location right now where we're hosting those blood drives. But, you know, it's a desperate need, seriously. And if you can take the time and come on out, the Red Cross and our community would appreciate that.
Yeah, we just never say no. We don't need any more blood. Everything's fine. No. We just
right.
we all. It's like food pantries, blood banks. They're always we never have a surplus, so we can help make our place a better place for everybody. So that is fantastic. Well, thanks for the big news, buddy. I'm happy for you guys. That is fantastic. That is great. And now that those wheels are in motion, I'm guessing you told everybody Monday that everybody else knew who needed to know about this has known about it a little longer. What is Ivy Tech's timeline then to find a replacement? That sounds terrible to say. You're right here.
I know.
You're not leaving me, but do you get a help or
really
how does that work?
It's going to be really hard to leave this absolutely wonderful place that I've called home for 25 years. It's just been a pleasure. It's been an honor to serve then as chancellor. I literally know everybody here that has, you know, on campus that has worked here for so long. And I at the moment, I don't know what's going on. I probably won't be involved. You know, that's okay.
No institutional knowledge. I mean, gee whiz.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
But that's okay. You know, it's kind of awkward when the current person and then the new person and interviews and all of those kinds of things.
Yeah.
You know, I've started some things that, you know, something to share with the new person coming in. And, you know, we've got lots of time. That's the best part is the college has a lot of time to make it right. And work with our trustees, our local campus board of trustees, and our current leadership on campus to make the right call. You know, John Weikart was our chancellor for a very long time, and I was fortunate to be able to take on that role after him. And, you know, they're going to do the right thing. This is a wonderful place, and you need good talent, and we'll find it. We have lots of people, even currently on campus, that could fill the void.
Awesome. Well, we know who those folks could be, and we'll see how it all plays out. But we're excited to get those doors open on Monday. We wish you nothing but the best of luck getting that going, and I can't wait to talk to you as the school year goes on and see how everybody is acclimating to almost normal again. That's the other fun part about
this. That's right.
You know, I see people driving on the sidewalk. The one-way streets are the wrong ways. It's, you know, it takes me back to a happier place.
That's right.
Thank you
so much.
Yep.
Well, good luck to you tonight at the volleyball game. And I just want to say a quick shout out to all the IU students and Ivy Tech students. Good luck. Best of luck for the new academic year.
I think that's well put, Chancellor Vaughn. Thank you. Congratulations on your pending retirement. And we'll get caught up with you next week.
All right. Cheers.
The retiring Jenny Vaughn, Chancellor at Ivy Tech. She's our buddy, and we couldn't be happier for her and her husband for their next chapters. And she said she's got the whole school year, so we're not going to – that's going to be a big party saying goodbye there. That's going to be fun.